The Rancor's Brothel presents.
Into the land of civilization came Nyarlathotep, slender and sinister,
and gave exhibitions which sent his spectators away speechless.
Men advised one another to see him and shuddered.
Where he went, rest vanished, for the small hours were rent with the screams of nightmare.
It was in the hot autumn that I went through the night with the restless crowd.
I saw hooded forms amidst ruins, and I saw the world battling against blackness.
I screamed aloud.
I was not afraid.
That I could never be afraid.
And others screamed with me for solace.
Beyond the world vague ghosts of monstrous things.
Corpses of dead worlds with sores that were cities. Charnel winds that brush the pallid stars.
And through this revolting graveyard of the universe, the muffled, maddening beating.
The crawling chaos.
Masks of Nyarlathotep. Configurations in mutation.
Jasmine, what day is it? 26th, I believe? 27th.
Let her
please
open
check,
her
let her
phone
open her notes.
So that she can get to her notes.
Shut up!
Please pull up your phone
we
notes.
We made it work.
Phone notes.
I will allow insulting of Jasmine in places, but she is the only motherfucker here who takes notes.
And so. Then forgot
hey,
them.
I take notes.
When was the last time you took a
What's
note?
What's the last All note right. you took that was valid?
This is from last session.
Madam Swallow and her name.
What day?
It's a list of
March,
flower girls.
March.
The only
we have Magenta
list.
Choi. Raparina Wong, Chin Si Chu, Choi Mei Lin, the address of Flower Girl House.
That's all we needed.
So I got those.
It's the important
stuff.
Good
work, stuff.
Flynn. Great, good
it's
job.
The important stuff.
You did the early 20th century thing of saying, let me get your digits.
Yeah.
Names
and you work here 18 hours a day, 7 days a week. I just want
to
make sure
Magenta
I can find
Joy
you.
Joy went
need
to
you.
The hospital, though.
Yep.
She had a dreadful fright.
We went and saw her there.
Miss mm-hmm. Wong was killed.
Do you want me to answer the question or not?
Please do.
Is the night of Wednesday, March 25th.
Okay. One thing that I did want to change, just because I think it's culturally more appropriate, you probably weren't actually invited to dinner. I think I said that last time. You probably would be invited to, like, a late afternoon tea. So you're cordially invited to tea at this address.
The House of Quiet Repose.
Ah, I should write that down.
Sounds
yeah,
like
a flower
should.
Girl house.
It sounds like a mortuary.
I mean,
you've been listening too much enough to Leptelian. That's
both,
the problem.
It both has stiffs, right?
Hey.
Well, she owns Flower Girl shops. I don't know that the House of Quiet Repose is one.
We about to find out.
Yeah, we are.
Madam Swallow does?
She owns the. She owns a bunch of Flower Girl shops.
She's a mogul. I'm making a note.
Not a mogul.
She's a mogul.
She's a madam. It's even in her name.
Mogul.
How'd you spell it?
Mogul Madam.
Doesn't matter. I can read it.
Well, that's how I feel about my notes, too, but they're mostly spelled right.
So anyway, it's apparently the evening of the 25th. You saw the Dark Mistress, talked to its captain. You looked a little bit into Ho Fang. You've apparently got an appointment with Madam Swallow tomorrow for tea. Anything you'd like to do this evening?
Scope out the address that we were given.
Who are you asking? Are you going?
Well, what was the address first? I don't remember.
It's on the paper announcement we received. We didn't actually receive one.
The House of Quiet Repose. At this point you would either need to consult a map, or you would have to ask for more help.
Hey, we still have a Mr. Chan.
It's true.
Assuming you haven't sent him home for the evening, yes.
We haven't, because we need him.
Because we would have walked in.
The day before, we tucked a buck and said, get out of here while we strangle this Japanese guy.
I believe that cool, was two Mr. or Chan. 3 days ago, but yes.
It was,
correct.
I guess it was 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he's still alive.
The address is listed as Yu Yuan Road. Good luck, Schroeder.
I didn't get numbers in that. Yeah, it's probably in that one.
I found a monastery.
That's the place.
Jasmine is looking at the other map from Chaosium, which has a bunch of, like, little things that might be of import.
Might. Most of them not.
One of the things that I must say, I ragged on them a little bit about giving out the maps. The more I've studied them as we've gone, I actually like the Chaosium maps more because it looks identical to the map I have in my book. But one of the things I started to notice is that mine will have, like, yours might have 12 points of interest, while mine has, like, 18. So my map
some
still
of the dots show, like, where the bodies are.
Yes.
Yeah.
They smell us. They spell out a smiley face.
Okay.
Which
district is that in?
That's a great question.
Does Mr. Chan know?
Mr. Chan would let you know that it is in the old city. I believe the old city is the central part of town.
Near the hospital?
I don't recall.
What can Mr. Chan tell us about the area?
You mind spelling that?
Y-U. Okay,
that's not.
Hyphen Y-U-A-N. Yu Yuan.
Would that be potentially marked as the Chinese city?
Possibly.
If only we were paying someone for information who lived here.
I mean, he wants to figure it out. You let him figure it out, all right? Let him be a big boy.
I'm engaging with Chan.
Well, yes, Mr. Chan would let you know plenty of things. He may or may not, since I don't remember from 2 weeks ago, he may or may not have been the one who said House of Quiet Repose and already gave you some information on that.
Is it in the French Quarter?
No, it is next to.
Next to the French Quarter.
And it is the French concession. The French Quarter is...
Same death.
Yes, it is a...
Is it a north-south or a east-west?
So let Mr. Chan talk, please, God.
Well, considering you're holding it sideways for north.
This isn't...
Perfect. Well, let's see. Here's dumbass, so...
Just says the guy who can't do basic math.
He pointed to himself.
Yeah.
No. Lies. He pointed to Schroeder.
It's radio.
It's not radio. It's a fucking podcast.
Which is just like internet radio.
Mr. Chan, please.
Literally internet radio.
Except it's not on all the time.
Mr. Chan.
It's on whenever you want it. Just
yeah,
like
I mean, radio. I'm looking at a map in a corner. You're more than welcome to engage Mr. Chan.
Mr. Chan would let you know exactly where it is.
Okay.
And where exactly is that, Mr. Chan?
Oh my god. On the point map. At the map.
Point at the map, please.
Goddamn clue where
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, eat my shorts.
Eat your shorts? Yeah. Really? Okay.
Man, watch your language, sir.
Watch your language in front of the lady, punk.
Well, the good news is you don't have any ladies left.
Yeah.
Southwest, no, sorry, excuse me, northwest corner of the old city. There's a ring road all the way around the old city. It looks like it's in the corner, the northwest corner, about the 10 o'clock.
Which one is the old city?
It's on his map. It's the big white circle down there.
The
yeah.
Chinese city is how it's marked.
That's what it says. Yeah, it doesn't say old city on it.
Well, the one that matches the book says old city.
Okay.
You said the northwest corner
of the old,
ring.
Yeah, it's the ring.
There's a giant circle.
Yeah. So northwest. It's probably somewhere near Fongpeng Road. We'll find it.
Well, seeing as it's with a person who knows where it is, yes.
It is perhaps one of the elite of
powers.
Shanghai, perhaps all of China. No. That's not the same thing, but stop it.
Huh.
You bastard. Yes, this is, you are done a great honor, I believe.
Excellent.
Is there anything else that we need to know before we go to this tea tomorrow?
Are you not familiar then with
Madame Swallow?
Madame Swallow.
Not as far as I'm aware.
I know
a
Mrs. Spitz.
I like this guy.
You know what?
That was a Cecil. That was
Cecil's like,
voice.
Cecil's not Cecil, fucking in the
Cecil just popped you know, in and says it.
I go it's back like, to hating the professor.
It's like it just randomly cuts to New York where he's talking
well,
about someone.
It's literally our conversation cuts at right his house back. Last weekend where I'm like, well, you know, really it's just Cecil in his head all the time and he just fights to not talk like that.
I like Cecil better than Lucas. You can be Cecil if you want.
A lot of
I would be
listeners.
Cecil if he had both his legs.
I like Cecil better than Lucas.
True statement.
Yes. Madam Swallow is, you know, someone of import in Shanghai as well as the rest of China.
I don't know what to do without a notebook. This is really unfortunate.
Would you like a piece of paper from
me? No. I'm just going to gesture at you and be like, write this down, but I'm going to say it silently.
I have a feeling that's not going to happen.
Yeah, work at all.
So,
great import.
This location, is it a flower girl house?
It is her, what's the best word? It is her Shanghai resort. I'm not sure if that's the correct word in English.
And we've been asked for tea. Do we need to dress a certain way or bring a gift? Or what is the protocol for this tomorrow night tea?
Yes.
So you'll help us tomorrow be able to prepare for this?
I would advise against it. I am not included on the list. You may ask, but...
No, can you help us prepare for it, though? Like, help us go shopping for the gift and the appropriate attire and that sort of thing.
It is not something that I have... had the privilege of being a comprador for.
Do you know someone who has? Can you get advice from them?
It is not something that is usually, I would assume.
Trade
if,
secrets and all.
I would assume if translation were needed, the madam would provide it.
It was in English, right? We all just read it ourselves.
You did?
Yeah.
It was written in English.
She just wants to go shopping. That's all she's getting at.
Shopping montage.
No. Ian is very concerned about not showing up in his regular attire and like getting
just don't smoke opium. You'll be okay.
If it's offered, one should accept.
It is rude to decline.
Yes. See, these are the sorts of things that Ian is worried about.
Stay in school, kids.
It's rude to decline, but Corey would definitely decline. So
yeah. Can kids Corey afford would. To smoke opium?
I'm a rude man.
Like, I don't know that
Maybe.
That's a thing anymore.
No.
I feel like opium's like a rich people drug, right?
I don't think so. Not in the 20s.
Not in the 20s, but...
Are you talking about now?
Yes, now.
Like 2020?
Yes, 2020, well, not 1920.
I mean, you would probably like...
Oh, man, you can vape opium?
Jesus, no wonder people are dying
kids
off.
Kids don't do drugs.
Well, he said
no,
kids, don't
kids
do, drugs
do all the drugs. They're awesome.
If you're under the age of 18 and listen to this podcast, I'd ask you to raise your hand, but that probably violates a law.
Yeah, don't.
I can't imagine many people under the age of 30 listen to this podcast.
That's not true. That's not true. We have at least one listener that is younger than me.
Non-family.
Shut up.
All right. So anyway, if
been,
you'd like right? to engage with the narrative at
been.
All.
I think I've done this once before.
If you'd like to engage with the narrative at all, yes. Some rich lady would like to talk to you.
And we can dress how we want.
Yes, Mr.
I mean,
Chan
I'm not
is not going to say
way.
Anything.
I might just bow or something. I don't know.
It's, yes, you are.
I will do a very American bow.
I don't think dabbing is an American bow.
Oh, I just had a Jasmine moment there for 2 seconds.
You all right?
Ooh. Yours is very quiet.
Yeah, well, I
swallowed it.
Ha!
It was thematic.
Good for you.
So, anything else you'd like to do this evening?
Brush up on my dabbing skills.
No.
I mean, should we be concerned that this lady
knows us,
knows where to find us? She's the hot shit in China.
Maybe she knows about the one who went missing. The flower girl that we've been looking after, the one that had
the
American.
She doesn't normally operate in that part of town.
So we picked her just because of something else. Where's the man with the scar? When was the last time we saw him?
Probably disappearing into a crowd.
Right. But maybe...
It was leaving the Flower Girl establishment, right?
I don't think Ian was there for that.
I believe so, yeah.
No, but no, I wouldn't have heard about it.
He was passed out.
No, we didn't tell you anything. We legit have not told Ian shit.
We did. Yeah, we dipped down and left him, didn't we? To chase the guy in the street.
Probably more accurate for you not to have your notes.
Absolutely. I would highly advise at least the other three numbskulls to not entirely narratively write the only person who's taking good notes out of the game. I'm just going to throw that out there.
I'm more than happy to just stop showing up and keep my notes at my house.
I have told you using my notes everything that happened. So you now know all the important details.
Also, remember the part of last session where Ian read through all of Sybil's notes?
Oh, yeah, he did do that. Fair enough.
So that I could actually speak again and stop infuriating Cody.
All right, fine. We'll give you that.
If there's nothing else you need, I will return in the morning.
Yes, that would be wonderful. Yes. Do you need payment for today? Do we need to take payment back from you for today?
That would be most excellent.
Okay, so you have the bag. Take out whichever you need. I will hold on to the rest of it, and you'll have it back in the morning. Yes. Okay.
Wonderful. Sure. He takes some money.
Hang on. Who is this guy? What is he? What the fuck is going on?
Why are you handing out our money?
Here.
I'm going to thumb off the correct amount of money.
Ian has no access to any car loans.
Does he not know how money works? Yeah. I don't understand.
Ian has a very good credit rating and has been handing out lots of dollars.
So Mr. Chan leaves. If there are no further questions, are we advancing to the next day?
Yes.
Which is the 26th. I believe it's a Thursday.
Yeah, it was pretty much the end of the day, right?
I would like to read some more of my French book overnight.
Yes.
Which I haven't rolled on in a while, so... If you would like me to, I can.
Sure.
Speaking of rolling.
You'd have to make a pretty good roll to make a decent advancement.
It's almost half, but not there. It is a success, though.
How many weeks are you at?
25. The only French book we found.
You realize there's like 75,000 magic things in the back of this book, right?
No.
Non-portable.
The only French book we found so far. I don't remember what it was called. It's probably somewhere in our notes, but we don't have those pages.
I don't think I did.
What?
N'importe quoi. C'est n'importe quoi. No, c'est very much, c'est important. I'll give you another week.
Cool.
Since you haven't worked on it in a while.
I guess I will read my book as well.
Sure. See how that goes for you.
What are you reading?
I was reading the necrotic manuscripts.
Oh.
Necrotic.
I thought somebody already read that one.
Necrotic once. Better.
But it's wrong.
And?
So make sure that the keeper understands what you're trying to do.
The damage he receives from reading it will be necrotic. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
That's probably accurate.
Pretty close.
Nope. Because it's just a library use roll, right?
Yes.
So we roll into Thursday the 26th.
To be fair. Like to
do? We want to go scope the dude at the tea shop who takes his tea the same time every morning.
We could. What time is our tea appointment?
She would probably have it like mid to late afternoon. Like, say, 3-4-ish. 4-5-ish, something like that. Sounds like a mother.
Should we scope?
Yeah, I mean, I don't...
I hope it's not the chocolate pie. Scoping.
I mean, is there anything else that we have a legitimate lead on that we can know we can take care of in the morning? So then we can pop in and scope the dude.
Yeah.
So you want to go and get morning tea somewhere. Where are you going?
Have a good headset.
We're going to go to the place where the dude goes in the morning, who's associated with the warehouse. It was a couple episodes ago. What's his name, Ian?
Chumin.
That man.
Do you know what the name of the tea house is and where it's located?
Nope.
Will you tell us?
If you ask nicely.
Please.
The Joe Autumn Corey Morning Tea
say
House.
Please.
That's what Flint is tired of their shit.
Joe Corey just chokes bitches. Give me the answer.
And Ian goes, ask nicely.
Could smoke to get you some like manners in you pipe. Yet.
Sure, you can try. But you won't have any notes left.
That's fair.
You can't read.
Hey, now listen. 40.
Mm-hmm. 40 is pretty solid. I mean, right? All things considered. I think 20 in language is like.
Proficient.
Passively fluent. Like, you can get your way through a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Flynn could probably go to the library and find a reference book. Not the one he's looking for, but he could find one.
And I will beat you to death with it.
You can try.
John Wick style.
My English is at 78. Oh, that's man. What my edge is. So.
I watched that. Yikes.
It's a gnarly scene.
Yeah. I watched it on a plane.
Yeah. Which one?
It's good.
John Wick 3.
I still haven't seen the third one yet.
It's pretty good.
I only got to watch the first 20 minutes.
So which tea house are you going to?
Autumn Morning Tea House.
Okay. So you go to the, I believe it's Autumn Morning, right?
That's what I wrote down.
Okay. You go to the Autumn Morning Tea House. There are many, many people at the Autumn Morning Tea House.
Well, is there a place to sit?
Luck roll?
Party luck? Or me luck?
I think you are party luck now.
Oh, what's your luck?
37.
Oh! We're both at 37.
Yeah. Yes. Shitter's full.
The shitter is indeed full. You'll have to wait a bit if you would like to find a seat. But
can
I
roll luck
crowd.
To see if they sell coffee?
Yeah. Gonna get a shot.
With a penalty die.
With a penalty die? Okay. I'll take that.
It is a place that serves Americans. I mean, there's a possibility, but maybe? Doesn't look like there's coffee.
No. I was
no
off.
Coffee.
I was off by four.
No coffee. It does take some time because it looks like there is a quote unquote morning rush, and by the time you got up and got out the door, you were kind of in the heat of the morning rush. As you're standing there looking, it's a pretty diverse place. Lots of individuals, obviously taking tea and eating some sort of breakfast repast. No one stands out and has a giant exclamation point over their heads or anything.
You said it's a place that serves Americans. Do we see anyone who looks?
I mean, yeah, you're seeing a mixture of individuals. You're seeing Caucasian folks. You're seeing Asian folks. Probably not anyone of, like, say, Middle Eastern or African descent, but you're seeing a fairly diverse crowd, all things considered. I think we did say, though, that it's something like, I think we said this in one of the first episodes in China, but it's like 85% Chinese in Shanghai or something like that. So, I mean, you're seeing a few Americans here and there, but it's not like overwhelmingly American or European or anything like that. You are seeing predominantly Shanghai people having a quick breakfast before going to wherever the hell they're going. Probably slightly more affluent. This isn't quite your working man's breakfast place, but it is a, you know, and it's not even really a breakfast place. It's more of a sit down casual tea. It's 1920s Chinese Starbucks.
How's it going over there, Flynn?
Someone comes over and,
the burrito's fighting back.
Someone come over and bows, speaks to you in Mandarin.
I don't, why does everybody look at me?
Mr. Chan, is he with us?
Oh, man.
Well, yeah.
Sooner or later, you're going to run out of luck of always having Mr. Chan there. Yes, Mr. Hey, Chan.
Run out of money before we run out of luck.
Maybe.
It's actually probably the other way around.
Yeah, you'll weigh one out of luck before you run out of money.
As exemplified by Sybil.
He says, yes, would you like me to order for you a traditional Chinese tea? Perhaps a breakfast?
Mr. Chu Min? We just want to know who he is. We don't need to sit with him or nothing.
Everybody make me roll this with a penalty die.
Sixty-one.
40.
95.
40. That also, wow, I rolled a 61 on both of them.
Nice. Ooh. Winner.
I wish we didn't have the penalty die because I rolled a 13.
Mr. Corey, you can check psychology. Ooh. You notice that when...
How high is your psychology?
70.
NPC stat block. His int is only 20 below... mine. It's ridiculous.
Can't read well.
Can read people.
Bringing this character into the game as someone who can make decisions is literally called throwing a bone. It's the literal definition of it.
I am your deus ex machina. I'm so sorry.
I'm just like, in my head, I'm like, man, we could have really used somebody else.
So,
I'm just joking. I like it.
You notice that he says, he speaks, and obviously, you know, Joe Corey has no connection to Mandarin, but you kind of know he obviously probably wouldn't ask for him as Chu Min. He asked for him as Min Chu. Mm. And like, you kind of get, whenever people say names, even in a language you don't know, you can kind of get where the space is, where the name is. And you notice her, almost like an eye tick, like a little twitch or a twinge. You get the sense that like she suddenly has turned from a smiling, happy server to now like a, oh. But she says something to Mr. Chan, and then he turns and says, no, she's not sure who you're talking about. Are you asking for a server, or are you asking for trying to meet with someone?
Yeah, it's a patron, yeah.
We were more trying to...
You're supposed to look at him and say, she's a liar!
Play it cool.
Somehow casually end up being introduced, perhaps, but not necessarily today. Maybe get to know him by face now and run into him later?
Mr. Chan looks at you curiously and kind of speaks to her again. Anyone else want to interrupt as they are? Obviously, when someone's translating for you, you can either look at the translators or talk amongst yourselves. So I figure I see which one you're doing.
So I think she knows who our friend is. She's just maybe protecting him or hiding him.
As far as I remember from the notes, this is a very powerful person who is in charge of possibly warehouses. Are they what? The captain is...
This is who we got. We got this from, yes. The Japanese guy, right?
From Asogi.
Yeah.
As you're saying that, she said... he translates and comes back and again says, no, she's not very... I don't think she recognizes the name.
I think she does, Mr. Chan, but I think we might leave it at that for now.
That is your call. I'm but a humble NPC who will translate what you wish. I will not decide how you play this next bit.
What do you think?
All right, next person to die plays a comprador.
I gave Jasmine the option of being someone who spoke Mandarin.
Yep.
Probably would have been useful.
Don't give me that look, Schroeder.
At least you speak Okbian.
Mr. Chan, they got any tea that's got some stank on it?
He sort of bows to her and allows her to go back along your way. I hope you did not mind. I ordered you, and he kind of goes on to describe the basic breakfast. I'm not going to sit here and make shit up because I don't know what a traditional 1920s Chinese breakfast would be.
Bacon, eggs, and toast at Denny's.
Hey!
That's what I was going to say. mostly for the two of you.
But I need the coffee. Coffee?
Cup. So she brings back your grand slams, puts the maple syrup on the table.
I'm a lumberjack slam kind of guy.
Do I see her as she's like leaving and preparing things?
Yes. I mean, you can. She's probably not preparing the food, but again, 2020 to 1920, I'm not exactly sure how serving and everything would be. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You want to eyeball her to see if she goes and whispers in the ear to somebody?
Yeah. I'm going to track her movement, see if she stops anywhere.
We'll spot hidden with a bonus die, because I mean, like, she doesn't appear to be hiding anything.
Yeah.
Yet. Is that just for the person who passed?
That's an extreme.
I mean, he's already got an extreme, but you all can. I mean, if you just want to ogle this Chinese woman as she walks around, like, there's nothing to stop you from
it.
Are
you sure you're not a flower girl?
I swear.
Did you say bonus die?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, you're sitting in a restaurant watching a woman walk back and forth from the kitchen. You're going to notice if she doesn't walk back and forth from the kitchen.
One away from an extreme.
I hopefully got my major fail rolls out of the...
Well, I rolled a 95 earlier, so...
I rolled a 98 and an 88, so...
Ooh. Stab yourself in the eye.
So obviously you could tick, Flynn got an extreme. You don't know, you don't see her pass any secret messages. She doesn't stop to talk to anyone.
Is there anyone giving us the stink eye for being four Caucasians who walk in and have to wait?
you get the sense that people do recognize that you're there, but it's not like it's being stared at with intense hate or scrutiny or anything like that. Like I said, you're not the only Caucasians in the place. You're probably the only table of four. And it definitely looks like probably most of the other people are blending in a little bit better in terms of tradition and what they're ordering and posture and everything. But Mr. Chan does seem to be smoothing over any ruffled feathers that would appear to be ruffled. He's making small comments of like, oh, you should sit this way. And oh, you should do this. And oh, traditionally you do this. You know, kind of just doing a good translator of what's occurring.
Mr. Chan, places like this, do they usually have a more private area for distinguished guests?
It's not a flower house, mate.
I'm asking for a friend.
Not
which
normally.
Which friend, Mr. Corey?
Shut up.
not normally, no. I would not expect a private room or anything if that is what you were talking about.
Sybil told me about a private room in a tea house once, but that was in New York.
Yes, it is a bit unusual for... It may be more of a Western thing. Here it is not unusual. For the very affluent and so on and so forth, they would take tea at their homes. This is a bit more... I believe you say blue collar.
Mm-hmm. So with that information, I'm just going to scan. Do I see anyone dressed exceptionally well? Anything that sets anyone apart?
Maybe a few. Nothing crazy. Yes, Jasmine, why am I getting the investigative stank eye from you?
Because you said blue collar, and we're looking for a guy that owns a bunch of warehouses. And
it's kind of contradictory of what you said earlier.
No. Not necessarily. Someone who is very rich, like Madame Swallow, would take tea at her house. She would have servants to do that.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But what I'm saying is that this place is probably, again, the best illusion I can give is a Starbucks. If you are a construction worker who's out on the job at 5:30, you're not getting your coffee at Starbucks.
No, it's Speedway.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
This fill and go.
This is your Starbucks. This is your, hey, I have enough money that I don't have to be at work right away, you know, first thing when dawn breaks, or I have enough money that I don't necessarily need to work, but if I
got
really
shitty
rich,
coffee
I'd
in
have
a break room at work.
You know what I mean? Like, it's that's kind of the place that you're at.
But what we're looking for is we're looking for somebody who is...
I would have you consult
you stand
your,
up and yell
consult
out his
the
name.
Notes, because what do we know about Chu Min? Do we know that he's a higher up? Do we know that he just works at the warehouse?
As someone who was not actually in that conversation,
I thought I took decent notes.
I thought I took decent notes. I have west side of river on Chunshang Road, Chu Min Autumn Morning Tea House, and Captain Nosogi did not recognize the photo of the boat. That's what I have from that conversation. That's all I got.
Well, we really did just kind of like, do you know this boat?
Right.
Yeah.
Ah, this guy chewed me in a tea house. Ah!
And then he takes his tea there every morning.
Give me, the two of you who actually were in that fight, now that you're thinking about it, give me idea rolls.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
He talked about Chu Min as dangerous.
Yeah, not the chap.
That's why we're not going asking for an introduction.
Can we just stand up and yell Chu Min and see if everybody
no. I'm going to stand up and pretend to sneeze, but yell Chu and see if anyone looks over.
Please don't do that.
What I was trying to impart is I think that some of your, what you get the sense of with your idea role is that some of your presumptions of that situation may not be correct.
Oh, well, that's
it. Also, it also makes us kind of maybe understand the way the waitress reacted.
Yeah,
because she might be scared of him. If he's dangerous,
I guess I just assume dangerous
meant
rich.
Where the warehouse is that they were scoping out as being of interest.
If you recall, part of the conversation, I believe. Now you could go back, you'd have to check notes for sure, since Jasmine didn't take these good notes for you since she wasn't there, which I appreciate, thank you.
It was a strangling scene, I took what notes I could.
I believe Captain Nosogi at that point was talking about some of the private militias and some of the various... You have to remember, this entire city is sitting on a powder keg. In real history, in like 3 months, there's going to be blood running in the streets.
It's not even 3 months.
As all these folks, yeah, it's like a month or whatever. Like, in real time, the city's about to run with blood as people with guns who either hate their government, hate the foreigners, hate their friends, hate whoever, all decide to start shooting the fuck out of each other because there's no control of law in this city whatsoever. So you are in that situation. The whole place does seem incredibly tense and uncomfortable. So while you may not understand who Chu Min is, Chu Min is obviously active in this. Now, whether he's underground, maybe he's a revolutionary, maybe he's a political figure, maybe he's an underground. Like, your mind could go crazy with what the possibilities are. But basically, on what you've got so far, which is not a lot from Isogi, and enough of the fact that your waitress is not wanting to admit that she knows who this man is. Now, is that because he's a kingpin or something? Who knows? Is that because he's, like, walking in here strapped with a fucking AK on his back or something? You know what I mean? Who? You kind of have to figure that out. But that's just something that I would... Jasmine said something about owning warehouses. I don't know that that is the correct thing that you would take away from. Perhaps based in warehouses might be better. Using warehouses might be better.
Yeah. I think I was, and we might all have been kind of like thinking about him as a Hofang character.
And that's fair.
Something like that.
Well,
My
assumption was like, this guy is big enough that the Japanese government is tracking and paying attention to this person. Like.
Yeah. That's true. All right.
Could be smuggling.
So maybe we take our tea, we enjoy it. We enjoy our breakfast. We just hang out.
Lucas, make me a die roll.
Just stand up.
Lucas dies.
Gunshot.
Can I take that tea to go?
30 out of 6.
38.
Graham dies. 38. Let's not be killing players again.
Chu Min, the Japanese government's looking for you. We want to talk to you first.
Lucas, I'll let you tick history. You don't have a
horse
already?
Can I have a horse, please?
Professor Graham, who obviously keeps up on current events, assuming you're discussing this at the table, which I assume you kind of are, at least.
Yeah.
Mr. Chan's not going to throw in anything unless you ask him. But Professor Graham, you would know that right now, the way that the Japanese and the Chinese governments are interacting, with the Chinese mainland not being that far from Japan, and obviously there's a whole thing getting ready to happen in about 10 or 12 years, which involves the slaughter of a lot of native Chinese folks at the hands of the Japanese Navy and military. With that sort of imperialistic nature, they treat China not unlike some of the British monarchy and the British government did with some of Britain's sort of, you know, evolution of their colonies and so on and so forth. So it would make sense if they think they're dangerous in terms of a paramilitaristic element.
Yeah.
To keep an eye on them. If they have access to guns, if they have access to political influence, if they have access to this, that might be something to keep tabs on. Because at this point in history, unless I'm wrong, I believe the Japanese, I mean, obviously the emperor and the government is just becoming more and more militaristic and more imperial. I'm not sure exactly when Hirohito came into power, but I'm pretty sure he's in power at this point.
It's 25, right?
Correct. I want to say Hirohito was either the early teen, was the early teens at the latest. It might be earlier than that. I don't know what age it was, what age he was at when he actually assumed the mantle of emperor. Anyway, we'll get back to your history facts here shortly. So you would be able to contribute that from a historical standpoint. Modern history, obviously, but
I say these things.
I was right. We're close. 26
is when Hirohito assumes
emperorship. On Christmas Day.
Oh, blessed.
And he reigned until May 2nd of 1947.
Yeah.
Holy shit. He lived until 1989.
Oh, yeah, no, he... So at this point, Hirohito is coming into, or is about to come into power. So Imperial World War II Japan is just around the corner. I'm sure that doesn't play into the politics of this game at all.
The fact that Cody knows this and he had a role for it tells me he's read about it in the book.
Nah, he's full of shit.
So are you. Or I'm somebody who was obsessed with Axis and Allies growing up as a kid. I mean, you know, whatever.
Shit, I think it was.
Oh, yeah, we played Axis and Allies, like, once a month, once every 2 months in college.
Pee-wee, call me about Axis and Allies. Anyway, since we're not getting anything done tonight in
bunch
this game.
Bunch of nerds.
Dude, we just nerded out hard on that for a second.
Tea house.
Now I really want a cup of tea.
Yeah. Do you have any tea?
Can we have tea and pie?
I mean, there's tea upstairs.
And pie.
But there's also pie.
There is pie for sure. Tea, maybe not so much.
Do you have coffee?
Yes.
Don't worry about it. I got beer still. We'll get to the coffee later.
Your tea, your meal comes out and is served. It is excellent. I believe it includes rice balls, which is kind of interesting for kind of a... But you are kind of there for a breakfast late meal.
Brunchish.
Yeah. Otherwise, the meal proceeds, Mr. Chan, sort of... Would you like more to eat? Are you satiated? We could call for some more tea.
I mean, we are on the opposite side of town of where we need to
go. Yeah.
So...
I think we've had our fill, Mr. Chan.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Of course, of course. And he says, if you don't mind, and he then begins to pay in, what do you say it was, Mexican dollars or something like that is actually the currency that is used here?
Yes.
Don't ask me, it's in the book. Mexican dollars are used. So he begins paying in Mexican dollars.
Would I be asking?
Where would you like to go next? I can hail transportation, or would you like to walk?
What if we went to the old city today, did some touristy things? Side questy to all of the labeled things in the old city, which are a bunch of temples. Confucius Temple, Town God's Temple.
Let's just walk around until we see the temple with the snakes on it.
Sure. We can do that with this character. That's fine.
I don't know. Whatever.
I think we
Let's
just
go.
Become tourists till tea time.
Yeah.
And yep. See what okay. plot we run into.
That works.
Particularly
I'm just
going to
be looking
city.
For Scarface.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You
sure.
begin to tour several interesting places in and around the old city. Mr. Chan is full of historical knowledge that at least remotely sounds true.
That's
I'm just
going
to pull him to the side and be like, man to man, Mr. Chan, how full of shit are you really? Like, is this all real? You just, I mean, we give you a lot of money. You don't have to bullshit this. You know?
It's like, I'm here to provide the most excellent tourist experience that I can, sir.
Well, yeah, but I'm
he's
not
so
really
full of shit.
Yeah.
Everybody can roll spot hidden.
No.
Yes.
Finally, I passed a roll today.
By half.
By yeah. half?
Success.
Just passed.
Success. Just passed.
What'd you get?
You see Scarface six times.
Right.
Yep. Ian, you do see someone strange. Vaguely, someone with a scar on his face.
Okay.
Seems to be following you at a distance.
You saw Dick Smack? I mean,
Dick Scar.
I do point this out to particularly Mr. Corey and say, that one that you were talking about that had the funny scar,
Dick Scar?
He's following us. Don't look right now, but he's there.
Oh.
As you are explaining that to him, you see the man sort of nod looking at you and just walk down a side alley. Because
he
I
went
keep
that
rolling
way.
Way better than you do.
Yep. Of course, I believe it. I mean, I rolled a 25 out of 70. So it wasn't an extreme.
I just loudly yell, Dick Scar! Like Con.
Can I point him out to Mr. Chan?
You can try. By the time you alert anyone, it seems almost as if his spot hidden was equal to yours if we were able to equal levels of success.
Yeah, I figured.
Ergo, you don't notice him without him noticing you and or vice versa, so... And that's the thing. As soon as it appears to be, and that's something obviously
for the... I just
need to
notice him and then just draw in the street.
Because you know what works really, really well? Pulling out a gun in a street full of people.
Of course.
It never goes poorly.
I've done this
before.
In
a part of town that you don't have legal jurisdiction from your home.
Fine. Molotov cocktail.
That's about a month and a half too early.
Let's get this bitch started right.
But of course, in two situations now, as soon as being made, the individual has just melted into the city and walked away.
Does he walk away expecting us to follow him, or does he walk away and then disappear?
He probably walks away and does a weird circle to watch us, and he'll catch up with us.
Yeah, he'll be back.
10 minutes, probably.
Just keep
so he doesn't want us to follow him. That's not a follow me look I'm getting.
No, probably he definitely not. At the tea house gave me the old, we're all counting on you, and then and then dip the fuck out.
It's funny, right? Like that scar looks like a dick, right?
It looks like you, yeah.
Who is this guy?
I don't know, but he's rude.
Such an ass. Talking about a scar.
The touring of the old city continues. Many temples.
I'm going to be actively on the swivel.
Okay, you... Nothing seems...
You swivel so fast that everyone looks like they have scars on their face.
We're surrounded.
Nothing inherently pops out as this is mythos related. There's a whole lot of Confucianism.
Have we ever asked Chan if he's ever heard of the Pale Viper? Chan, have you ever heard of the Pale Viper?
The Pale Viper. Yeah, I'm sorry, is that in reference to a place, person,
have you
a thing?
Just ever heard those words put together in any form or fashion?
I'm sorry, no, I don't believe so. If you could provide some context or something that I could look into, I'd be more than happy to do so for you, but...
I'll pull out a note. There we go. Yeah, right there. Pale Viper. Hofang.
It says, two Pale Viper, care of Hofang, import-export Shanghai.
That's where we have it from.
Yes, I don't...
And we have half a letter that was addressed.
Idea roll? Okay, never mind. You said it.
Yep.
I'm sorry, I don't... It sounds as if the Pale Viper is an establishment? That doesn't sound like a person... That's not... Excuse me, my English is not perfect, but that doesn't seem like a
For
name.
The attention, Pale Viper. Miser House. And I show him this and say, same handwriting. We know the person. They're in England. But that's where we know it from.
He may be in Shang... Is this Pale Viper a man, then?
We're not sure.
It says the word he in Shanghai.
We're talking about Bradley there, right? In that
Brady.
Brady.
Or that's what Brady.
I excuse me. English is very difficult for me at times. It is non-specific.
Indeed. Which is why we were hoping we could find something at Hofang that might point us in the right direction without being obtuse.
Perhaps. Would you like me to attempt to arrange a meeting at Hofang Export? I could if you are willing.
Before all right, y'all. This is a party decision.
Yeah, before we...
I'm not speaking until we have consensus.
Let's survive our meeting with Madam Swallow before we set an appointment for a place that we might not make it to.
Can I see that real quick?
Because we might be walking
anything
in.
Anything else occurs to Mr. Chan.
We're also looking for this Jack Brady that is mentioned as being a problem in this letter. But he has been missing for quite a while.
I am sorry. The name Jack Brady means nothing to me. It is a very American name.
Oh, yes. He's American, all right. He kind of looks like this one. And he gestures to Mr. Corey. Not the same, but...
Not as handsome.
There is a very unique physique, sir, and I would assume it would stand out in a crowd.
What is? Isn't your app poor?
Better than my reading.
Which means it's not poor.
I don't
know. Not great, though.
It's not great, but it's not bad.
It's probably better than mine. Was it like 50?
45.
Oh, no, I'm better. I look better than you do. It's the mustache.
Excuse me. 60.
I don't even know your real name.
So yes, other than that, he Mr. Chan knows no reference to Pale Viper. Although, I mean, he would assume that it's written in English, pale viper in Mandarin doesn't make sense to him, so he doesn't assume that this is a Shang. Can I say Shanghaiese? Shanghai. It doesn't seem like a Shanghai.
It's like the Shanghai version of Spanglish is what you're shooting for there.
Right, yes. It is not a business or a name in Mandarin or something that would be located in Shanghai that he would assume.
Or Cantonese.
Correct. For example, that is a moniker for her true name, Lin Yinyu. It is a combination of the swallow, the bird. Pale viper is not. It is not good Cantonese or good Mandarin. I would be surprised if this is in reference to,
what about
someone who speaks is Mandarin or Cantonese.
What about white viper?
It is possible. Yes, I believe it is the pale term, not necessarily so much the viper, but the description as pale viper is strange. It is odd to speak in such terms in any of the largest languages in China.
So it might actually be a Westerner.
I would assume more likely than not, either that or perhaps some sort of bastardization of a Westerner's translating poor Cantonese or something. That phrase, I cannot put that phrase into Cantonese or Mandarin in a way that makes sense for a place or a person. As opposed to Madame Swallow, which makes sense.
It's a white guy talking about his explaining to English-speaking people.
I went there before you did, so we'll just
Does it make sense what I'm saying at all?
Wait, what are you saying?
I'm saying it's a Caucasian guy who's the head of an organization here that pale viper is how it should be properly pronounced
into the mic.
In English, and it doesn't translate here, so he doesn't actually go by pale viper here.
Yeah.
I must say, if you are wanting to make your tea time appointment, I would advise that we start heading in that direction. It is customary to show up a tad early, perhaps 15 minutes.
Our title track, Ideathesia, provided by Sleep for the Weary off their EP, Catharsis. Find more of their music at sleepfortheweary.com. Introduction compiled from Nyarlathotep by H.P. Lovecraft. Like what you heard? Hear more episodes at rancorsbrothel.com. Join the conversation on Facebook with the Rancors Brothel and on Twitter at rancors_brothel. Send comments to the rancorsbrothel@gmail.com. Discover exclusive content at patreon.com/rancors_brothel by becoming a patron of our podcast. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. See you next time.